Good afternoon from Northern California. You know, it's cold today. I've been doing chores this morning and I'm still cold. That's because it's the middle of October, I guess. And I'm just looking at my temperature. Yeah, it says it's 65 degrees outside. It's supposed to be in the 70s. Only getting up to 70 today. Yep, it's definitely changed the weather. We are definitely in fall. Today is day 16 of 50 women artists in 50 days. Oop, I almost dropped the computer. That wouldn't be good. It's Elizabeth Vigier Lebrun, another Parisian. A leading neoclassical artist, Vigier Lebrun pursued a glittering career in the salons of the international aristocracy between Paris and Roma, Vienna, St. Petersburg, and London. Wow. You know, before I get started on the reading, there is a good movie. I looked her up to see a little bit about her before I opened the book this morning. And there's a video on, it's not YouTube, it's called dailymotion.com on her life. It's an hour. Well, it's part one is an hour. I don't know if there might be a part two. But anyway, I started to listen to it about 15 minutes in and I thought, wow. I really love listening and hearing and learning about these women. She really was a talented woman from the early age of 14, I guess. So let's read the book. But I'll try to put the link in some part of the cast area. So if you want to look at the movie. Okay, Elizabeth Vigier Lebrun. As in the case of Angelica Kauffman, which we learned about last time, Elizabeth Vigier's artistic talent was discovered at a very early age. She was instructed initially by her father. This is a pattern, isn't it? What happened to dads after that? You know what happened to the dads after that? The Industrial Revolution happened. There were no longer farming and painting, and there were no longer, I don't know what happened, but that's my feeling of it, my gut feeling, just listening after 16 days of this, seeing their fathers would tutor their children to paint. My God, what happened to our family? What happened to our men? What happened to them? They had to go to work, I guess. Okay, sorry. That sounds dumb, but I'm going to leave it in. Alrighty, I'm not editing these. If they're here, they're just the way they are. I think I had to redo one because I don't remember why. And Maggie has to say good morning. Are you cold, Maggie? She puts her head against the desk. Come here, do you want to be in my lap? Oh, you're going to play hard to get. Do you want to be up here? There you go. Come on up. Come over here on this side. Oh no, she's going to try to pick on the paper area. She likes to scratch on paper, I noticed lately. Come here. You're not going out right now, so I'm doing my cast, and now it's going to be super long. Okay, back to the text. She was instructed initially by her father, the painter Louis Vigier. Come here. You can be here while I record, you silly girl. Oh, gosh. Get her settled. It's like getting kids settled before you start something. Okay. They're not my kids. I don't think of cats as kids, but, you know. They're my friends. I might have to start this over. How much have I been going? And now I haven't. It's already 5 minutes. Jeez. Okay. She was instructed initially by her father, the painter Louis Vigier, and soon attracted attention. with her portraits of members of the aristocracy. Her paintings reflected the elegance and lifestyle of the nobility at the end of the 18th century. 2 years after her marriage to the artist and art dealer Jean-Baptiste Pierre Lebrun, she was eventually summoned to Versailles to paint the portrait of Queen Marie Antoinette. That's what the movie was getting into right away. The latter was so delighted that Vigée Lebrun became her favorite artist, and she produced more than 20 portraits of the Queen of France and her children. I have to say something if they don't. Oh, no, they do get to it at the end. Okay. I was going to say 20 portraits of the Queen of France and her children. This friendship opened to her the doors of the Académie Royale, where she successfully exhibited her works. As a result of her close relationship with the aristocracy, at the outbreak of the French Revolution in 1789, she was forced to flee, initially to Italy. She had no idea that she would spend the next 12 years in exile, returning to Paris only in 1802. Her confident manner in the presence of the nobility, her diligence and her skills, secured for Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun not only fame and numerous commissions from the courts of Europe, but also 5 honorary memberships in the academies concerned. She spent 6 years in St. Petersburg, where she was patronized by the family of the Tsarina Karina II. The numerous portraits that she was commissioned to paint permitted her to acquire a considerable fortune. Vigée Lebrun's portraits of women reveal her prediction. Vigée Lebrun's portraits of women revealed her predilection for the simple, natural elegance of the new reformed fashion, which rejected the stiff and artificial attitudes of court etiquette. This corresponded with the current concept of sensibility, a quote-unquote back-to-nature mood that was propagated at the time by the influential writer Jean-Jacques Rousseau. In her famous self-portrait, Vigée Lebrun represents herself as a loving and caring daughter, and as a loving and caring mother, embracing her daughter. Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun produced a total of more than 600 portraits. That's the big part. They said 660 in the movie, which, oh, maybe they're counting her 60 up there of the Queen. Oh no, that was 20. I'm sorry. Let me read that. Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun produced a total of more than 600 portraits, which represent a considerable proportion of her total oeuvre of 800 paintings. Oh my God. I better get painting. Unusually for a woman of her time, she self-confidently published her memoirs in 3 volumes in 1835. Oh yay! 3 volumes. Wow. Despite their nostalgic tone, the souvenirs, as she called them, oh my God, how very cool. I'm like totally going in and out of my own editorializing. Despite their nostalgic tone, the souvenirs, as she called them, provide an interesting insight into the political and artistic events of the time. I wonder if I can get that book. I'd love to read that. Portrait of a Countess Gaulevant on the facing page, 1800, oil on canvas, 84 by 67. The Barber Institute of Fine Arts, University of Birmingham, UK. And she's in this, Portrait of Countess Gaulevant is beautiful, but composition is really amazing. And it's this woman that's got a brilliant cardinal red wrap or robe on, and then she's got this like scarf in through her hair. That's more of a, I want to say a sienna. And then the actual image has this very interesting frame. It's more like a hexagon. And but the background is what catches my eye because it totally flatters the colors in her fabric and her what she's wearing. And it's this a diagonal line that goes through her kind of through her torso area, you know, in the background, the line. And the top part of it above the diagonal line is more of an olive golden green, and the bottom is more of the warm light sienna. Wow, that's amazing. And then the following pages have different portraits. Margarita Portorate. Looks like a young woman. And here's her self-portrait with her daughter. Lovely. Wow. Huh. Okay, so that is Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun. And I will put the link in. I was going to give a little bit of listening to from the video on here, but I'm not going to do that. I'll let you go and do that on your own. And the next cast will be number 17, Marguerite Gérard. I think another Paris. Let me see. Oh, let me look. Let me look, 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 look. France, yes. Grasse. France is where she is born and she dies in Paris. That will be the next one. But tonight or today, whenever you're listening to this, day 16, Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun. Take a peek at her work. Wow. Thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying. If you have any comments, please leave them in the comments below.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.